This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Software-defined storage, what is it? Where are we moving to with this right now? Greg Scott is the chief cloud strategist at Intel. He's also the director of software-defined storage there. Greg, tell us real quick, do you think that software-defined storage is something that is practical, or is it just a bunch of hype?
I think it will be practical. I think today a lot of it's hype. It's a name stamp to storage systems that are going out largely the way they've gone out for the past few years. But I think there's definitely a need to change storage and move to a more data center focused view. And I think that's something that we're starting to see more and more interest in.
What is the role of software-defined storage?
We think of it much more as a framework to be able to manage storage from kind of the data center perspective. So as data centers are starting to be redesigned and moving towards the software-defined data center, the software-defined infrastructure model, they're really looking to have a better way to manage and maintain storage in that data center.
George, do you see the same thing here?
I think that what we see in the environment today, and Greg, I'll be curious to get your take on this, but we're seeing a move toward virtualization. There's you know, a few data centers that are 100% virtualized, most are not. But even within the percentage of those data centers that are virtualized, we're seeing a silo effect within virtualization, where, you know, there's a silo for virtual desktops, there's a silo for maybe SQL, there's a silo for maybe Exchange, there's a silo for sort of general purpose servers. And of course, the problem with all those silos is they each get at least one of their own storage system, and sometimes multiple storage systems. Well, all of this creates, you know, basically a management nightmare. So what we think software-defined storage can do is sort of break down these silos a bit by abstracting storage from sort of its own infrastructure and putting it closer to the hypervisor itself.
And Greg, I guess that Intel has a big role to play here, doesn't it?
Today, in many cases, the Intel platform is now the platform of choice for deploying storage. So we've been working diligently to ensure that our platforms bring out the best features and the best capabilities to make storage work well. We're also working now not only in the open source community, but we're looking at how we can help bring about that change in the data center in managing storage. So, you know, as George mentioned, you know, it's very typical to have these vertical silos, particularly in the traditional data centers, when you would deploy a storage system that was sort of sculpted for a specific workload. As we move to a cloud environment or a software-defined data center environment, we're really looking to move away from those vertical silos into more, let's call them, large pools of storage that are optimized for certain capabilities. But now, instead of deploying applications on dedicated silos of storage, we're going to deploy them into the storage pool that best meets the needs of that application. And software-defined storage will be about, how do you manage those pools? How do you make sure that you're getting the most out of those? How do you add and remove resources out of those pools to maintain efficient utilization of resources?
Software-defined storage will be a major part of the Software Developers Conference coming up in September in Santa Clara, California. George, tell us a little bit about the conference.
I think the conference is pretty exciting. I think it's one of those that, you know, certainly we go to and learn a lot. These are you know, not storage 101 type of conversations. They're very technical deep dives into specific categories. The primary focus, I think, is the companies that create storage systems, and there's a couple of roles here. Number one is to learn about software and things like that you can integrate into that system, and then also to sort of network and meet other people in the community that you could build a relationship with and leverage their capabilities. Because it's really hard, unless you're a company the magnitude of an Intel, it's really hard for a company to do it all nowadays. And so having these relationships, building the network, is really vital to the success of a company today.
Greg Scott, Chief Cloud Strategist at Intel, you're speaking at the event. When and where?
Yes, I'm speaking on September 17th, about 9:25, in the general session. I'll be talking about software-defined storage and our vision and what we're going to ask the community to help us work on in terms of really transforming storage into a software-defined storage environment.
The Storage Developers Conference coming up at Santa Clara, California, the 19th through the 18th of September. You can go to snea.org and follow the links and get all the information you need on the Storage Developers Conference. And it's really cool because it's just right in the same neighborhood with Levi Stadium where the 49ers play. So it's a real nice part of Santa Clara. Get to the website, get your information, and register today. For George Crump of Storage Switzerland and Greg Scott from Intel, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.